are listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of
today,
the Bard.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
Not only is the cloud or the God of all grace forgiving, but he's compassionate and gracious. Look at this. I know you get angry fast, but he's slow to get angry. Touch your neighbor and say, God ain't mad with you. I know you want, why am I going through? Why? What did I do? You got to get out of yourself. You are not that important. Let God be God.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, The God of Silent Resilience. Today, Bishop will be teaching from 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10.
Dissimulation. False compliance. Saying I'm with it with my words, but actions don't follow. There are many who stroll through life like that. But we need grace. Maybe you found yourself as a person with false compliance, or one that drags your foot. Or maybe even a person of fraud, and you've always been able to beat the system. Or maybe trickery is your prowess. Or maybe you have other forms of getting your way. But I want to introduce you to the God of all grace, the God that has silent resilience. Thank you, Lord. So let's examine this for a moment. The purpose of grace, first and foremost, is to help you. Let me just tell you about God. He wants to help you. Many people are looking to folk to help you, to help us. But you need God's help right now. And he is willing to help. God wants to help you to live in a brand new and enriched life. A life that aims to glorify himself. That is full of faith and hope and mercy and unfailing love. And limitless forgiveness. Mercy and even grace. So let me introduce you to this God. In Exodus chapter 34 and verse 5, then the Lord came down in the cloud and stood there with him and proclaimed his name. The Lord, verse 6, he passed in front of Moses proclaiming, the Lord, the Lord, the compassionate and glorious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness, maintaining love to thousands, and forgiving wickedness, rebellion, and sin. I said he's the God of all grace. And I need to reintroduce you to this God. First and foremost, when he introduces himself to Moses, the scripture says the Lord descended in the cloud. Oh my God, help me. All that he was and all that he is was embodied in the cloud. When I did research on that, he descended. He came down in the cloud. The Bible is saying he came down to a lower region. In other words, he's in a superior spot, and he still has his glory, but he's the God of all grace. He came down to an inferior region. Thank you, Lord. He loved Moses so much that he didn't want to talk to him from heaven. He wanted to look him in his face. Glory to God. So he came down. The cloud came down. His glory came down. His power, his uncommon favor. Glory to God. His supernatural strength. And his healing came down and stood before Moses. Glory to God. And when he shows us his grace, he's coming down to where you are. Glory to God. The Hebrew noun in this passage is masculine. And it is a thundercloud. And so when he came down, even though he's silent and speaks, there's lightning and thunder rolling as he comes down. Thank you, Jesus. And I can imagine Moses looking at him, being the meekest man on the face of the earth, looking at this phenomenon of a cloud coming down, and you can hear it thundering. He's close enough for Moses to hear the thunder, but he doesn't blow him away. He just wanted him to know, I'm different from you. I'm greater than you. You don't have my power. You can't do what I do. You need me in your life to get the job done. God from Zion. The Bible is clear. The scripture says he came down. Look at it. He came down and stood there. How can a cloud stand? He came down and stood there with him. Scripture is clear. I'm not against you. I'm not fighting this grace. This all grace is not fighting against you. I'm not trying to kill you. I could do it in a flash, but I'm standing with you. You just need to know that there's a difference between me and you. God from Zion. He stood with him. He placed himself there. He set himself there. He sat there, as it were, to stand with the man. He stood with him. He became stationary there. In other words, though I'm twisting as a cloud and you can hear thunder, I'm not moving from you. I'm standing with you. The Bible says that he began to proclaim his name. It's right there in the text. He began to proclaim his name. In other words, he began to call out. Now he's not thundering. You can hear a voice. He begins to proclaim his name, to even sell it. He wanted Moses to buy it. He began to publish his name aloud. But it's not just a small little sound. He's loud when he proclaims his name. He say, I am Jehovah. Glory to God. I am, actually said, I am the Lord. But what he said was, I am self-existing. I don't need a battery pack. I don't need you to plug me into anything. I am large and in charge, and I'm the Lord. I'm Jehovah. I'm the self-existing one. And I can see Moses trembling in his stance. My God, I wanted to see you, but I didn't know it was like this. Thank you, Lord. The Bible is clear. Not only did he stand with Moses and proclaim his name, but he passed in front of Moses. When I checked the original Hebrew, as he passed in front of the man, it means he crossed over in front of him. Literally and figuratively. I got to preach it the way he gave it to me. He crossed over literally. He crossed over. In other words, Moses can see him pass by. But for many of us, it is written in the text because he does it figuratively. Glory to God. When I talk about the figuratively side of that, it means he does things symbolically. Like as he did with Moses, so does he do with you. Not only does he come down, but he crosses over in front of you. Glory to God. He wants you to see that he's in the midst of you and you're not alone. He wants you to see that he's not just wind blowing, but he's crossing your path. Hallelujah. And he's paving out some things so when you get there, you won't have to worry about it. Not only is it figuratively and symbolically, but transitively. He's given Moses a gift as he crosses over. He says, I'm going to give you a part of me, which is my presence. In other words, I don't want to just cross over, but because I'm crossing over in front of you, I'm going to leave you with a little of my presence. That after I go back up, you'll have presence. And it is presence that will change the situation. It is God's presence that will cause people who are acting crazy to get their line up. It is the presence on you that will make the demons flee off of you. It is presence on your life that will make sure you have uncommon favor. Good God from Zion. When I did research, I began to see that not only did he cross over, but he wants you to see something symbolically. You can look in the sky, and then you can look at the sky. Thank you, Jesus. You can look in the sky, and then you can look at the sky holistically. And as he twirls, he is changing Moses' mindset. This scripture is powerful. That the sky is coming to you. At one time you looked in the sky, but now I want you to look at it. Thank you, Jesus. Because the sky is not on the limit to what you can have. The sky comes down to take you to where you need to be. Thank you, Lord. Somebody's gonna catch that. The sky has become close to you. The atmosphere has come into your realm because he's going to take you somewhere. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So the God of all grace, he's silent. You ran over that and went straight to what he does. But he told me to linger. It's silent to many of you. That you can't get to resilience until the graceful one comes down to help you to walk through it. Nobody's telling you to be tough. Nobody's telling you just to endure hardness. But the sky has come down to help you with it. You need to allow him to come into your life and help you with it. If you're grieving forever, you'll never see faith. And God don't move just because you cry. God needs you to believe him. Thank you, God. This message is designed to show you what Moses experienced as Peter talked about the God of all grace. That the sky has come down to walk with you through your trials and troubles. Thank you, Lord. Psalm 86 and verse 5. It's on the screen. For here's the God of all grace, the one that twirls, the one that's figurative, the one that's symbolic. This is what he says in Psalm 86 and 5. You are forgiving and good. That's all in the grace of God. Oh Lord, abounding in love. And all who call to you. This grace abounds in love to all those that call unto you. To Moses, it was a cloud that spins and sounds like thunder. But to you, it is a cloud and atmosphere of grace, abounding in love to all who call. I don't know why anybody wouldn't call on the name of Jesus. And then Psalm 86 and verse 15. But you, O Lord, are compassionate and graceful God. Whew. Not only is the cloud or the God of all grace forgiving, but he's compassionate and gracious. Look at this. I know you get angry fast, but he's slow to get angry. Touch your name and say, God ain't mad with you. I know you want, why am I going through? Why? What did I do? You got to get out of yourself. You are not that important. Let God be God. You're trying to make God like you, and he will always be different from you. Well, I'm going to preach anyway. Who said that with me? God ain't mad with us. That's right. He ain't mad with us. It's good. You think everything that went wrong is because God is mad. He's not. He's slow to get angry. It's all in his grace cloud. And the cloud descended on us this morning and is still here. And you need to extract everything I'm teaching out of this cloud of all grace. He abounds in love and faithfulness. In Micah chapter 7 and verse 18, you got to extract it out. It's silent. But if you get it, you'll be resilient. It says, who is a God like you? And one of the problems with God is that you compare him to everything else in your life. It just depends on how it rains. If it rains, you can't worship. If it's stormy, you can't give him glory. But there's a few people in this room that plant their feet. I don't care what's going on. You elevate your worship to another level. Because God is not like you. He's worthy of praise when we don't feel it, when we can't see it, we don't understand it. He still wants us to give him the glory. Ain't no God like our God. If you got it, you should praise him. And when you don't have it, you should praise him. When they like you, you should praise him. And when they don't speak to you, you still should give him the glory. When you got money in the bank, you should give him praise and tithe. But if you don't have any money, you come to the house anyway and drag your praise to the altar and give him the glory anyway. Because he's worthy. He's a God of all grace. Open up your mouth. I feel the Holy Ghost. Ooh, Jesus. Who is like a God? Who is a God like you? Ain't no God like our God. I want you to say it. Say, ain't no God like our God. And you don't know? Say it again. Ain't no God like our God. Glory to God. There is no God like our God. Look at the word. He pardons sin. Forgives transgression of the remnant. Even remnant can be rescued. And he forgives remnant. Thank you, Lord. To help polish you and put you back together. He can't do it unless he forgives. The remnant of his inheritance. He's concerned about the pieces that are shattered. They forgot you and kept you out of the inheritance. But God will never forget you. And your bag is coming. I said your bag is coming. I'm asking him to hasten your bag. It's fat and flourishing. And I ain't talking about Louis Vuitton. I'm talking about money. You ain't gonna spend money for this bag. I'm talking about let the bag be cheap, but let the money be on the inside of it. You're the bag. You contain the treasure. Not Louis Vuitton. You're the bag. Thank you, Jesus. And he's about to pack it with some wealth. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. In Romans chapter 15, talking about the God of all grace. In verse 5, may the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you a spirit of unity. One of the things that happens when you're discouraged is that you'll break unity. We have a tendency to pull back from the people that we love, but God puts something in them. He puts something in the people that you love that can help you while you're going through your issues. You don't have to back up in a corner somewhere, but the God of all grace, hallelujah, who gives endurance and encouragement. He also gives a spirit of unity, and you don't have unity by yourself. The strength is in coming together right now over me. You got to come together right now over me. Thank you, Lord. Y'all gonna say it with me this time? If you say it, I won't sing it again. Come together right now over me. Yeah. That's unity. We got to come together right in this sacred place. We got to come together. Don't let what God did be snatched out of you tomorrow. We got to come together, and it is unity that preserves. My grandmama used to do preserves like blueberries and blackberries and peaches. And they put them in these cans. We don't see that no more. I think the FDA got rid of all of that. They said that stuff ain't. But they used to have preserves. Unity preserves. It preserves you. You won't waste away in your trials. Thank you, Lord. Pull toward. Don't pull away. We have a tendency to do that. But stick with your people and God will give you aid. Where is your tribe? Where's your kindred? What tongue do you speak? When you go through, none of that should be blurred. If you're going through hell and high water, I should say, where's your tribe? You're going to say, there's three right here with me. They were with me when we were on the mountain, and they're with me in the valley. Where are your people, your kindred? Well, I don't have them, Bishop. But you got a church? You got a church community? And what is your tongue? What language do you speak? And I'm not talking about the languages of your the place, the origin of where you came from. Do you speak the language of faith? What's your language? If you're not careful, you'll say, I'm just a nobody. I'm just a nobody. Nobody loves. That's not the language of faith. No, I'm fearfully and I'm wonderfully made. And if you don't know it, you're going to learn it after a while. One man's trash is another man's treasure. Thank you, Jesus. If you got a pot belly, you better do something with it. Because whoever take that belly out and make him right is going to have a good man. Fix it. Touch your neighbor and say it's time to fix it.
Yeah, fix.
Fix it.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, The God of Silent Resilience, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2309-2411. That's reference number 2309-2411.
The Discipleship Ministry proudly introduces the Survival Kit, 5 Keys to Spiritual Growth. This small group discussion will help believers understand and deal with conflicts while ensuring victory against the enemy's schemes. Classes will begin soon and space is limited. Contact Fred or Natasha Douglas at discipleship@truthrevealed.org for details.
Women's Sunday School is still on every Sunday at 10 a.m. So make sure to join Pastor Sabrina in the sanctuary.
Save the date, Saturday, October 14th for Ambassadors for Christ Evangelism Training Day. The training is free and designed to help individuals become more effective and confident in sharing the Christian faith with others. It will all take place at Truth Revealed. Check out the Truth Revealed mobile app or the website for more information.
It is almost Pastor Appreciation Month, so get ready to celebrate a shepherd who leads tirelessly to make a difference in our church and community. Show Bishop some love on our website, truthrevealed.org, or the Truth Revealed mobile app. Cash App is also available at Truth Revealed 2. Checks should be payable to Truth Revealed and indicate Pastor Appreciation on the memo line.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
Hi, fishing enthusiasts. Want to watch a local fishing show here in Brevard County in your home waters? Well, look no further. Go to YouTube Space Coast Fishing Show and watch all our shows, ranging from freshwater to saltwater. You can leave a comment, hit that like and subscribe button, and we sure would appreciate it. Remember, YouTube Space Coast Fishing Show. God bless.